makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It just makes me nervous right now. Mm-hmm. I want it to be over.
Know what should make you nervous? Ewoks with rocks. Yeah. Them fuckers are deadly.
And
sticks.
You know what else makes me nervous?
Sometimes they hit themselves in the face.
And sticks.
Yes.
Rocks and sticks.
And like weird lasso
things. So this is an argument that I have with my boss every Wednesday at the comic shop.
Orbit.
So the Ewoks, they have all the armor, they have all the helmets and stuff. So what happened to the bodies? Did the Ewoks eat them? Or did they take them prisoner and then strip them all? Because they're foraging creatures.
Well, how much of the armor did they have?
Helmets. And in other scenes, you see like chest plates and stuff kind of strewn about. But
see, I could imagine that of all things, helmets would be easiest to cast away when taken captive. It's if they had like full suits and they were like Pinocchioing them around in really disturbing ways. Like
you never see below the trees.
Yeah.
Ewok bucket puppet show. Yup, yup.
Tell us, Disney, is it true?
Oh, God, that still confuses me.
Yeah, how do you feel about this, Dave? That
now that Disney
has acquired the rights for Star Wars.
So now that Disney owns Marvel and Lucas, all I'm saying is I want to see like some crazy ass Marvel like Star Wars crossovers.
That's what I was saying. Tron with Tron,
yep,
too.
Interestingly enough, Marvel actually was the original licensee of the Star Wars franchise for comics.
Oh.
But then they were like, this isn't going to turn.
Actually,
here you go, Luke.
Actually, no, it went really, really well. And then they let it lapse after the original trilogy and Dark Horse picked it up. And Dark Horse still owns the right. Or, well,
Bad
not owns, but they, yeah, they are. But they still own like the rights to make Dark Horse Comics, but much like when Marvel was acquired by Disney, Disney was producing comics through Boom Studios, like the Muppets, and there was a couple Mickey titles or something like that that were out there, and all of a sudden, you know, they acquired Marvel, and they're like, why are we paying a third party to produce our comics? We just bought a comic book company, and they went, yoink, and ripped them from Boom. And then, but thankfully, to Marvel/Disney's credit, they kept the same art and writing team on the book. They didn't just find new ones because it was a really critically acclaimed book. It was very popular with a lot of readers, so they kept with the team.
Oh, okay.
So
they basically hired them on.
Yeah, they hired them on, but they still ripped the license from Boom Studios.
Sure.
Which, you know, left them kind of in the dust. But now Boom/Kaboom. Now owns the rights for Adventure Time.
Yeah!
So they get mucho dinero from that property.
Rhombus!
Oh.
Mathematical!
No! Algebraic! Why must you hate Adventure Time?
Because oversaturation.
No, I love.
It's, well, okay.
From an artist's perspective, I can understand.
Well, from an artist's perspective and from going to as many shows and whatnot as I go to, it's like I can only take so many Finns running up to me and shouting algebraic. It's like, aww, hey!
Like, BMO.
What's the quadratic formula? And then just stare blankly.
X equals negative B plus or minus the square root of
B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. A. Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Well, the map got
we
scarier.
We all still know that.
Yeah.
I hesitated. I might have, that's might
actually,
have dropped
I,
the ball.
I think that's actually in one of the scripts you'll be reading.
What's the quadratic formula for?
It's determining X.
Yep.
Duff?
It's one way, if you have three values, you can find the fourth that way.
Ah.
But I have no idea what A, B, and C are supposed to represent.
Mr. Kirst,
as a whole,
if you're out there, you were right. At some point, I did need to figure out what the hell that stood for, and it was for this podcast.
Yeah. Quadratic formula.
I don't remember. Haven't used it since I learned it.
But that tune is just hanging out in the back of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
oh,
go
yeah.
on.
See, I got in trouble because I would always be like, x equals negative b plus or minus square root of b squared minus 4ac. Pop goes the weasel. And then I'd be fucked every time.
I forgot it's over 2a. Why?
Mr. Tuttle would never believe. He's like, why'd you draw a weasel? It's like, shut up. It's how I work, okay?
Weasel equals 2a in the key that you obviously did not receive. That's all.
He was not a happy man. He was a short, angry, angry man.
This is too complicated for me to decipher and then come up with a way to explain it.
Do you want me to try?
It's messy stuff. I'm going to try another source first.
It's mathematical.
It was at purplemath.com. They use big words there.
Uh-oh. Like purple.
In mathematics, a quadratic equation is a univariate polynomial equation of the second degree.
Lost me.
I know, me too. A general quadratic equation can be written down in the form ax2 plus bx plus c equals 0, where x represents a variable or an unknown, and a, b, and c are constants, with a never equaling 0. If a equals 0, the equation is a linear equation. And it keeps going.
My brain, when you were listing off all that crap, I was like, you just
it's
unlocked
for
infinite
graphing.
Lives. Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just for... solving for...
It is for solving, but it also determines...
I thought you were doing the Contra code or something. Like infinite lives for everyone!
Up, down, down. I don't know.
Left, right, A, B, A, B. Left, down, right, up, start, start, select.
Well, we should... Ooh. The three of us
what
should
was
know
Sonic?
Because he used the Konami code, the king in... Yep. in yeah. All right.
Spoilers for people who haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
Well,
not that part.
A slip of the lip will sink the ship of Dan's joy.
Just a bit.
See Wreck-It Ralph.
It's awesome.
I will.
It is really good.
Oh, crap.
Why?
Turn off my phone and my iPod.
This is bizarre.
Up, down, left, right. What was Sonic? It was... up, down... Was it up, down...
Put in the Sonic and Knuckles cartridge and fly...
Whatever that code was, just to get the level select.
I think I was the only guy who was like, Tails is badass.
Tails was cool, except
I like Tails.
Annoying when you were playing as Sonic.
Well, yeah.
And just kind of dicking around in the background or constantly losing rings for me on the weird-ass track thing.
Yeah.
That was always bullshit.
It was good like that. Memories.
Oh, that's right. I owe you a drink.
The fear.
I don't know what it is, but I like that. Like, it's bitter.
I feel you, man.
It's bitter versus my usual premium, but it's...
I think it's because when things aren't bitter enough, like, they kind of leave you wanting more one way or the other. That's kind of how I feel often about ales, but... Or, I mean, in the last, like, week and a half, how I feel about ales.
Lots of research.
Yeah.
Hey, smarty phones, can we turn our Wi-Fi off?
It's been
I'd like to get a little bit more smoothness on the...
it's been a thorough week.
Pretty sure my Wi-Fi is off.
Check
your
Wi-Fi.
It's just kind of... It's clipping a lot more than it usually does.
There you go.
But yeah, I like the bitter. I think I like the extra bitter better than that one, but that's really good still.
I like the rum.
I like rum too.
Yeah. High five.
Rum.
Rum 5.
Rum 5 you miss entirely and usually smack each other's faces.
I'm okay with it.
All right. Oh, damn it. Now I have the fucking Sugar Rush song stuck in my head. Rum, Forest, Run. Thud.
That was a good movie. I enjoyed
Forrest Gump?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. Just going back and thinking about it.
That worked frighteningly well.
Just going back and thinking
Gary
about
Sinise?
It.
Yep, Sinise.
Yep, Gary Sinise. He's done a lot of good from that one role.
Yeah.
The Lieutenant Dan Band.
Did not know that one.
That's the name of his band, and they play like USO shows, and they actually went overseas and played for the armed forces and everything, and do a ton of benefit shows. It's pretty cool.
Way to go, Gary Sinise.
Lieutenant Dan, much too cool for second grade.
Oh, Pepper Ann.
That's what popped into my head. I see
what you did there. But I was just, yeah. I like movies that have, that are visually interesting and have a lot of different things to look at.
There, it is quite a stimulating and movie.
And Wreck-It Ralph has a lot to see.
It's screen porn.
It's fun.
See,
it's just eye candy, fun. Is that better?
So many people said that that was the reason to see Avatar, and I still haven't cared enough to try.
Different types of visually...
That's how I feel about Avatar.
I stand by Avatar...
Not the animated series.
Avatar? Yes, Avatar the...
Last Airbender.
That's good stuff.
I'm talking
except
about
not that movie.
Avatar,
by
James Cameron's Avatar.
Bleh.
Yeah, not a fan. It's just Smurfs meets Fern Gully that's been stretched through a taffy puller
and weird it was, sex.
It was
bestiality.
That was screen porn. it was a very pretty movie.
That's all as long as we're talking about this movie.
Wreck-It Ralph is something that will is something that will stimulate a lot of the nerd centers of your brain.
Okay.
Nerd centers of
you
the
like
brain.
That? Yeah.
Centers as plural.
Sends lots of nerdons spiking through.
Yeah.
Science.
Synapses.
Oh god.
It's one of my favorite words.
Oh, the map is still really depressing.
Is it?
Fuck beans.
Oh, you've got it there.
But not on Wi-Fi.
Oh,
crap. Did Romney take more?
Well, it's still that 2%
that area that you would expect Romney to take. Yeah,
it's just,
Wait, is Florida in?
No.
Okay, that's good.
They all voted
no Florida, no Ohio.
They all voted for Bush. What the shit?
These ballots seem old.
And so do the voters.
Oh.
Ha!
I felt really bad today because I was trying to be really nice, but then it's like, okay. Basically, I walked in to vote. Sorry, I got kind of loud there.
It just popped for a second. Like, ah.
So excited.
So excited. This is kind of like when I was ordering my chicken sandwich. I'm going on all sorts of tangents here. Okay, so I went to vote.
Yes.
And there was this very elderly man who was ahead of me. And there was a very wide hallway in the church that I had to walk down. But I didn't want to walk ahead of him. But it was super awkward because I was literally taking like one step every couple seconds. And I didn't want to act like I was... walking that much slower than him, so I tried to act like that was my natural pace. No, then he'd feel like I was making fun of him.
That's not Frankenstein. Shut up, old man. Kick his cane and run.
Just kind of clomp walk.
But yeah, it was super awkward, like walking behind him and trying not to get too close.
Did he have a walker?
Like, no.
Oh, because you could like pantomime, like
slowly
on your left,
and I'm like, okay, you're before me. I'm going to respect that. But at the same time, what? And his wife was walking way ahead of him and looking back like, and I'm just like, oh my God, be more sensitive.
I had the supreme awkward entrance this morning at the Methodist church. I walked in and Dave DeRoos was standing in line. And he goes, hi, Dave. I go, hi, Dave. And then I shit you not. I nearly crap myself. This guy next to Dave DeRoos just goes, I'm Dave. That's not supposed to work like that. It's like, just go to the back of the line. Just go to the back.
I like that.
Hey.
Oh, so how long did everybody wait to vote?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Basically 0 minutes because there was one person ahead of me to... find my name in the book, and then there was nobody. I walked straight up to a booth, cast my votes, and I was done.
Not counting walking behind old man time, mm-hmm. or including walking behind old man time?
As you see fit.
Okay. Okay, walking behind old man time, about 5 minutes. The rest, under a minute.
Yeah, because it took me an hour and a half.
Oof.
Plus commuting up from work to mm-hmm. try to hit like the lull, which they said I did hit the lull.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, fuck what? You, Sam.
Though I ran into Ryan Glenn.
No shit.
So it turns out he's my neighbor.
Ah.
And like, literally? Amanda Jacobson, well, because, I mean, within this precinct, it's only 32nd down to...
Yeah, Amanda Jacobson's not too far away.
Down to 36th, and then the highway over to... middle of Lindale, so it's it's not a big area.
Right on.
And what, Julia Schmidt is not far away. Amanda Jacobson's not far away. Ryan Glenn apparently is not far away. It's a lot of Minnetonka is finding its way
here,
or has been here undiscovered. Because I guess Zach Zekman lived around here too.
That doesn't surprise me. Any of these facts.
Does his brother live out here too? Does he still run into poles?
I hope so.
Ah, memories.
Last night, my whole family kind of disowned my cousin on Facebook because he posted something about that. He said, if Mitt Romney doesn't win tomorrow, I will literally eat $3 in dimes. And so we're all like, okay, we love you. We'll send along some laxatives and like all of this stuff. And like all of my family just kind of crawled out of the woodwork. Like never goes on Facebook that much. And everyone's commenting on it. And we're all like, Drew, you're a shithead. Because of, like, a lot of the stuff that he was posting was just so dopey. But then his girlfriend, Drew's girlfriend, posted on it. She's like one of the last comments. She's just like, hey, you want to go vote or you want to go cancel each other's votes? I'm free at 5. And we're all just like, we love Tara. And I was like, Tara makes sense. S-E-N-S-E. Drew makes sense.
Or will be like in 5 to 8 hours. He pooped a dollar.
It was... Yep.
Where's Drew was two? Like,
well, whatever, guys. It's all going to be easy after the first dollar. So.
Oh.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I was like, can we not disown Drew until after he's eaten the dimes just for, like, the lulls at Christmas time?
Can we tape it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of the exile moment. It's just everyone gets to witness it, and then he gets
gonna
the fuck
out. We're
going to
put out his torch. We're going to be like, you have been kicked off the island. Too cool for you and your spouting grandpa propaganda.
How is Survivor still on?
I know, right? My mom watches it. That's probably like, why.
That's
I remember the night of the end of the first season and how hot shit it was.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's
that
just like,
it was that way.
Didn't watch any of it, so.
It was that way for like 3 seasons. And the only reason I remember, well, no, 4 seasons. And the reason I remember that, Jeff Edmondson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Sweet Sassy Molassy, that kid had a blog and a website about each episode of Survivor. He would recap it and give his opinions on it. And I remember I don't remember if he video interviewed me or what, but he like asked me a whole bunch of questions at basketball practice about it one day, and I'm like, I don't watch it. I'm sorry. I have no clue.
Awesome. Yeah, that's I was big into it as well for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't have a website or anything like that. But Jeff and I were definitely...
That we know of.
Jeff and I definitely would talk about it when we were in math class together. And that was fun. It's definitely one of those kind of shows, though, where
it's
you have to
thing.
Be following it from the beginning to really appreciate it. And if you do follow it all the way through, it's really cool because you start to know who you like and you kind of get attached to them, and that's cool, and you start rooting for them. You can't help it.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, that was one of the like first reality shows that like I could see getting into as like a family, you know, because it feels like I'm not, when I'm that young, because
I'm for the Kucha Tribe. I'm for the Yamagos.
It's like, I'm not going to watch Big Brother or something.
Big Brother watches
lame.
You.
Yeah. Move your screen a little bit closer to the mic. Just so you have a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember that being like the one of the first shows that we kind of sat down and watched as a family that wasn't SpongeBob.
See, my family watched South Park. And I don't know if anyone else watched this, but Duckman.
Yep.
Jason Alexander.
Yeah. We didn't watch that as a family so much, but we did Wonder Years. And that was sporadic, and MASH were like the two big ones. So all in reruns, but
and Wheels made everyone watch Ally McBeal.
Oh, that's not cool.
That was weird.
We watched Nova.
Nova.
Yeah.
My family never really got into a regular this show we must watch together kind of viewing habit, but you know, basically it was whatever was on TV, and we would do movie nights sometimes and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But cool. there wasn't like a regular show that we all watched together.
Duckman was on after Weird Science on USA. I still remember that. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, but they've kind of been into NCIS, and if I happen to be hanging out with them, then I'll watch it. But yeah, that's about it. That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry that duck interrupted you. How rude.
That's all right. I'm used to it. I'm a court reveler.
A duck? Oh, true, true. Had to think about it for a second.
Ba-dum-ching.
Ba-dum-ching.
Kind of. Whatever.
And a belated huzzah.
I don't like regular show, just on a note there.
Sorry, I'm going to be checking the map constantly.
That's okay. I want to hear updates.
So this is the show that's not about the election that will on occasion be interrupted by Dan going, fuck! Yeah! No! Fuck! Okay!
See, the biggest thing I'm wondering right now is, what are people reporting in terms of numbers? And it's all alphabetical, which is crap. Okay, Delaware is at 60-something percent, so I'm feeling slightly more confident now.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, stuff is happening.
Yeah.
So, is everything sounding good?
Yes. Let's try and keep election talk to a minimum. We should acknowledge that it's election night, but not go into too much detail because no one's going to care by Friday anyway.
I have a counter offer. I have a counter offer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of delving
we talk about
at
only
all,
the election.
No, instead of delving into the election at all, it's just Obama number, Mitt number. From time to time, it's just number. That's it.
It's progression.
Mittens or bam bam.
It's cool.
Mittens or
so
bam,
that
bam.
That way it's just mittens. Two numbers, and bam, then we keep moving.
Bam bam.
Bam bam 60.
That'd just be really enough. Funny, but you're just kidding.
That way, bam, bam. We don't actually get into it, but it's it, bam, bam. You know, hey.
Okay.
Bigger number, lower number.
Know.
From a historical perspective, yes, I'm okay with that. Let's do it.
Okay.
But, you know.
A minimum. Yeah. I know. It's just, if I see a significant change, I'm going to want to say something. So saying two numbers will be a good compromise.
Okay.
What site are you on?
Cool.
Politico.com.
Okay.
And just click on the full results tab.
Okay.
So, okay.
Politico. Oh, apologies.
Oh.
So, break before the show.
Yeah, bathroom, beverage, etc.
Hopefully not the same.
Ew.
What? I said hopefully not the same.
She only does it the same.
Only.
That's the real bitters.
Ew.
Urine.
Oh,
a joke. You see what I did there? Buzzing.
Oh, dear. Go away, YouTube. I was listening to Fat Bottom Girls before I went to your house. Aw. Are you gonna take me home tonight?
Musical interlude!
Oh, down between the three by line. Are you gonna let it all hang out? Fat Bottom Girls, you make the fucking world go round.
All right.
Good enough. Nee, 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 nee.
We can do it all night long.
Don't judge.
Gonna continue to the site. Don't want the app. Don't need no app. No.
Oh, Dan.
Apps.
Well, actually, Katie was the one that found the Jimungus Barry the Platypus.
What did I find?
It's in the ad. It's on sale for $16.
For what?
A giant Barry the Platypus.
No, I understand.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to wake up on Christmas, Dan, and there's just going to be a giant Perry the Platypus.
Platypus.
Hanging from your ceiling, just looking down.
Actually, I think it'd be way more fun if we just put it right there in the doorway. So
or if it was like sitting in the chair with a nice glass of orange juice and a cigar.
And just makes the legs.
That doesn't sound like a good mix.
You know, I think the guy who does that voice was Olmec from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I think it was too. Oh.
I think that came up probably one of the times you were on the show.
Dude, you need to watch the new Turtles show. It's really fucking good. The guy who did Pinky Yeah, he was the original Raphael. Now he's Donatello.
Yeah,
he's really good.
Well, sure, Brain, but why would
a giraffe be wearing fancy golden pants? I've been DVRing them.
The one thing I've had stuck in my head is I made you watch. Or you've seen Wacko's Wish, right?
Oh yeah, it was on TV the other day.
Yeah, and
made me happy.
The one line that constantly goes through my head just at random moments is, "Pinky, are you pondering exactly what I'm pondering? I think so, Brain, but just how will we get the weasel to hold still?"
Yeah. it's so good.
Sometimes I just watch this YouTube video that's just a whole slew of those. Well, I think so, Brain.
There used to be a lot of those out there. A lot of them have disappeared, and I'm upset about this.
That's because of Warner good. Brothers.
Well, they're jerks.
Warner Brothers.
Where are the Warner Brothers?
And the Warner sister. I guess okay. They're not posting it as...
Well, it's through Nickelodeon.
Well, so. Yeah, Nickelodeon has stuff on... I swear I thought I just saw it, so that's why I'm double-checking on this. On Hulu Plus!
Nice.
Wow, Alaska's polls don't close until 11 p.m.?
Yep.
Yeah... Try family first.
I like that there's a genre, gay and lesbian.
Oh.
The logo or whatever that...
Yeah, I know.
I forgot to tell you, but I just requested December 14th off from work so I can go watch the midnight showing of The Hobbit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get my text about Block Party being in Los Angeles the weekend after our anniversary?
I did.
I don't know if this.
That was a sound.
It was a sound.
I
saw the face that went with the sound, though,
okay,
so it made
so
a little more sense.
The guys who did.
I like that.
The guys who did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all those.
Yes.
They did a Halloween movie, too.
That's a happy sound, right?
And it's fucking awesome. It's got, like, Bela Lugosi does a voice for it. And it's just. It's trippy as hell.
I've been watching Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
Yes.
Is this Netflix?
No, this is Hulu Plus.
Holy shit, Toxic Crusaders. Good times.
Okay, so maybe I was crazy or they don't consider it to be family.
I don't know. Search for it.
What are we looking for?
Oh, or we could do that. The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show.
You would really like it.
Actually, I believe that the episodes are all available.
I knew I had seen it on here.
Right there.
On Vimeo, perhaps.
It's also on Nickelodeon.com. You can stream all the episodes.
That makes sense.
So have they only done four?
They're three episodes ahead of that right now.
Oh, okay. So it's a
Mitt Romney has
release.
666 votes in Minnesota. Okay. That was really funny to me. Because 0.1% is reporting right now.
Never mind. I think it's episode number 5 is Metalhead.
Ah.
Which, I don't, never mind.
I know what you, I got you.
It's awesome. And I sold the Metalhead figure because it was the packaging mishap. Looked online, it was selling for over $100. I was like, okay.
The Metalhead?
That I bought at Target when we were with Katie and Mai.
Is selling for $100?
The packet, because of the packaging fuck up on the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the current bid on it is 107 for mine.
We could be profiting. We should buy like all of them.
There wasn't another one.
Oh.
Because I actually was looking for one without the packaging fuck up. And I was like, which I don't know why, because I was like,
my chocolate.
Take off the hat for spike hair.